Blog Talk Radio.
What were the odds you would even be you? With your uniquely you sneeze and your uniquely you health needs. 1 in 400 trillion, roughly. That's why Walgreens created something new with personalized real-time health alerts, cash rewards on everything, and pickup in as little as 30 minutes. Introducing My Walgreens, a whole new way to wellness.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. This is the ONE host, intern show. I am your host, Chef Joseph. This is Eating on a Spiritual Level. Live tonight, we have our guest, Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan. Happy to have him on. He is a advocate for eating healthy and has changed so many people's lives. And we're happy to have him on air right now from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133. Happy to welcome my guest, the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan. Welcome to the Beverly Nation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brothers. Glad to be here. Good evening to you and good evening to all the brothers and sisters around the world tuning in.
It's good to have you, brother. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation. And I've been following you for the last couple of years, and I love the fact that you're so passionate helping people to change their lives through eating healthy. I myself have done it. Was at one point 300 pounds and on the verge of being diabetic, and I went plant-based, and it definitely changed my life. Listening to you, I definitely could use some fine-tuning. So, I know that, I'm going plant-based, but that's one level, and I think things that you talk about help me go to another level, and I definitely want to share you and your concepts with my audience. And just, if you don't mind, just give a brief introduction of yourself and what has driven you to go this route, and we'll get into the subject matter.
Yeah, well, what drove me, well, congratulations, first of all, brother, that's incredible. What drove me to achieve a similar success in my health journey is my father. I grew up in a traditional Christian home where my father was a pastor, and he believed what we were taught as a people in slavery, that if you bless your food in Jesus' name, he'll make the food healthy no matter what you eat. And so my father, he believed that with all his heart. He was a very religious man, and he ate himself into 9 strokes and death at age 66, and during the course of his strokes, I had got up to 260 pounds, believing that foolishness, eating every gram under the sun. I already had developed high blood pressure and 260 at the age of 23. But something clicked in me when I saw not only what was happening to him, but his brothers, my uncles, and that sparked a fire in me. And that fire propelled me to lose all the weight, and then eventually learning about how to eat to live from the earth, and then figuring out actually that the true history of the scriptures, which of course are African in origin, was that everything that he had taught me, that he was taught, was really a lie. That the scriptures teach none of that nonsense. It actually supports that we are people from the earth and we should eat from the earth. And so I left. When I lost all my weight, I was a police officer, and I did that. And once I lost the weight, and it was shortly after I lost my father that the Most High gave me the commission to be the Minister of Wellness, and I left. I left the police department in late 2015, and I've been doing this ever since.
Wow, brother, what a transition and what a testimony. So I guess seeing how your father suffered drove the passion in you, and it had to ignite such a fire in you to want to leave what people would call a secure job of being a policeman and start just advocating this message across the nation. And, you know, I admire you for your courage, one, which I'm pretty sure was a very fearful step to do, and just, you know, kind of step
people,
off into
they were
having a secure job and everything.
Yeah, they were. I mean, more it was the warnings of the fellow police officers who most of them are stuck in a job that they really don't want to do. They just feel stuck. And when you surround yourself with when you're surrounded by people who don't have a vision for their lives, it was them that was scared for me. I wasn't scared at all because I don't operate my life on that type of fear. Once I found my calling and my purpose, that was a wrap. Because I had been trying to leave that job in the first place, because to me it was just a way to earn a paycheck. I wasn't out there for the same reasons that especially a lot of white men do the job for. They do the job to get a rise out of chasing people and running down and all of that stuff. And that's not what I was there for. I was there to provide for my family. But it was never a passion of mine. Same thing. I also serve this nation as a United States Marine. And even though I'd be lying to say that that I'm still proud of that day, especially when my father was able to see me graduate as a Marine after that 12 weeks of hell that they put me through to get that title, it's something that I would never, ever want to do again. So that wasn't my calling. Once I found my calling, this is what I've been called to of wellness. I've been given a voice that people have always told me you should do voiceovers, you should do radio, you should do this. But this is, I found why he gave me my voice, my passion, my presence, why he sent me through the military and the police for 12 straight years. It was to prepare me for this time. And so, no, sir. When I left, I knew I wasn't coming. I remember my supervisor, this white lieutenant, and he was like, I want a one-year report from you, you know. And I messaged him a year later, and I told him, I said, I'm doing fine, sir. And I said, you know what, even if I'm not doing fine and even if I'm struggling, I'd rather be at somewhere mopping floors than to ever come back and do that again.
Wow.
So that's just the, you know, so no, I had no fear at all. I've gone through the same process and headaches and still do as a black entrepreneur that's primarily serving our people. But I stepped out. Once I got the calling, brother, I was out of there.
Wow. Well, that's a message to a lot of us not to get settled. And I think many of us as, you know, working class people have gotten so comfortable and working a job, and we've forgotten about our callings and our dreams. And that's good. That's a real encouraging message to many of us. Now, one of the things I wanted to point out is would you say that some of the stress that comes with being a police officer and amongst, I'm sure, some of your peers is what leads and has probably led to some of the bad eating habits?
Yes. Yeah, the police eat the worst eating style or diet than anybody. They're addicted to the satanic American diet, which destroys brain function and the ability to make proper decisions. So that's absolutely influencing the chaos that we see, where they just don't know how to make decisions. They don't know how to stay calm in times of stress, like we've seen with the lady that was so stressed out and terrified, and she pulled a gun instead of a taser and all these things. All they do is eat junk food. It's a very stressful job. But the reason why it's stressful is because you're working for a wicked system. So that's why you have to get out, because you can't do that job the way they want you to do it and do it righteously. If you're a good police officer, then you are working on behalf of the devil. And what I mean is that if you go there and you just want to turn a blind eye to the truth about the criminal justice system, because all you are pretty much is just professional slave catchers. So, and you know, so it's very stressful because if you're going to do what they tell you to do, then all you're going to be doing is perpetuating slavery, because that's the purpose of police officers, is to continue the system of slavery, which wasn't abolished. It was just transferred from the plantation to the prison system.
Transferred, yeah.
And that's the job of the police. And when you decide that you're not going to do that, then it becomes very difficult to stay on the job because you had a superior's breathing down your neck. And then, of course, you have our people where you can warn, unfortunately, you can warn our people from sun up to sundown about the traps that are set. And most of our people just love to be victims. They love to have something to cry and whine about, but they don't want to do anything to actually empower themselves. Because the biggest stress that I have, actually, as a black entrepreneur, Ministry of Wellness, Inc., this is a ministry, I operate a ministry that is for our people, unapologetically, just like Omar Johnson. I run this organization unapologetically to reach black people. My biggest stress is our people. So when you're a black entrepreneur and you're really focusing on our people, you really don't have too many dealings with the quote-unquote white system. It's really, most of the stress is going to come from your own people. So that's something that's
your own people, right?
Yeah, that's interesting also.
Do you think it's, in my opinion, I would think it's perpetuated from the slave mentality, how we're brought up to eat and how to think and how to quote-unquote respect authority that leaves us in a position of fear and not to think for ourselves. So anytime you're going against the grain of that, they think, you know, and when I say they, I'm speaking in terms of our that they think that you're a rebel, or, you know, this is not the way we've learned it, so you can't do that. You're going to get us in trouble. That sounds indicative of how the slave mentality was, even, you know, when those that would leave the plantation and say, well, come on, let's go, we're going to try to get our way to freedom. No, we got it good here. Malcolm X said it best. He said, you know, the slave mentality says, you're so in love with your master that you said, no, if the boss say we sick, boss, you know. So I think that same mentality has perpetuated itself down through the years and through the mentality of our people to make them even fearful to change and go against what you're saying about how they should change eating. I've encountered it myself with people I talk to and say, you know, challenge them about how they should change their eating or change their diet. And the first thing out of their mouth, and I'm sure you've heard this too, is to say, well, my grandmother and grandfather, pork.
All right. We have a little feedback back here in this line tonight. So we're going to try to fix that feedback. Are you cool, Chef?
I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm
all
here.
All right, let's fix the feedback, guys, okay? Either stay still, come up with what you're doing, because it's fizzing in the line. So let's get this together. Thank you.
Okay. Minister Wellness, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm not coming through.
Okay. Okay, you're fine. I think you're clear as a bell.
Okay, we can hear you too, Chef. Go ahead, continue. Whatever it's fixed
okay,
now, you're good.
Okay. Okay. Yes, to my point just previously, I was saying about how people give you pushback when you try to challenge them on the eating better, and their immediate rebuttal is, well, my grandparents ate like this for years, and they lived until they was in their late 90s, but What would you say to something like that when people come at you with that type of rebuttal?
Well, this is a different environment we're living in, so you can't compare times of old. We have a lot more toxicity in our environment, in our water, in our food. Most of our grandparents, the fast food industry didn't rise until the 50s and 60s. It's a recent phenomenon. So it's foolish. It's just like our people, even our people that believe in a biblical way of eating, and they'll still shame these scriptures of, well, 5,000 years ago, our people, the Levitical priests, and we were, the Most High told them to fry some meat and some oil. And I try to tell people, why in the world would you compare our situation, our environment, to 5,000 years ago? The body can handle a certain amount of stress. And in this day, in this age, as we approach the end, it is such a tremendous amount of stress that's taxing our immune system. It's foolish to compare what was happening 50, 60, 70 years ago in a more pristine environment. It just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And then also, most people are exaggerating about their grandparents, because most of us, of course, we weren't even alive when our grandparents grew up. So it's like, how do you know what they ate? So people just be lying. Just say anything. Right. Oh, my grandparent ate this. And they're like, you were there with them every meal that they ate to verify.
Yeah, yeah.
You listen to some people, and they'll have you thinking that they grandfather, that for breakfast he ate the behind of a crocodile, and for lunch he drank bleach and cow udders, and then for dinner, I mean, they'll have you thinking that all they ate was trash, and they were still 150 years old running around the Olympics. You listen to some people. So people will do anything to justify their food addiction. They will do anything to justify their food. That's called the ego trap. That's the 12th component of food addiction. I put together 12 components of food addiction that I teach to help people to understand why is it so hard for black people to have a focus on health. You can't have a healthy people without health. If you want to destroy your people, wouldn't you not destroy them mentally and physically? Would you not wage war on their minds and on their bodies? And that's what we have. But because what's killing us is so addicting, we want to ignore that. And all we want to do is talk about the police and the criminal justice system. We've been knowing that police system been against us since 1865. So if we still fall into all these traps and having all our brothers getting locked up, that means we the fools. Because once you see a trap is set before you, you have to avoid the trap. Like, it's time to evolve from that, man. We got to get healthy. We got to start focusing on this stampede. You know, the police, that's small fish to me. You know, we got to start. We got these experimental shots where it's killing 2-3-year-olds. We have them all over countries in Africa and so forth, and Bill Gates trying to block the sun and all of these things, and we got 400 black men dropping dead every 3 days from heart disease. Brothers barely making it to 70 because of poor diet, livers fried, dialysis centers popping up all over the place. It's like, come on now. When are we going to start? You sitting there marching at a march talking about Black Lives Matter, but then you eating white supremacist food and taking white supremacist injections.
That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot. Now, talk about, let's get into that a little bit, because I wanted to focus on this whole pandemic that we're in right now, and also deal with the fact that many people who have not, of course, not been working since the pandemic, or have either been working from home or just out of work, they have been exercising very bad eating habits and eating more junk food, more carbs. And you see a lot of people gaining weight during this time. How can we – what would you recommend people to do when they're at a more sentient level? They're sitting down more. They're not as active because a lot of gyms are closed. What would you recommend as far as their intake of food to just maintain their health? And then we'll talk about that, the whole vaccine issue.
Well, we should be eating a nutrient-dense, plant-rich eating style. I've given you every herb-bearing seed upon the face of the whole earth, and every tree that produces fruit with seed in it, it shall be food for you. When you eat to nourish the body, then hunger signals go down, and then you eat according to your activity level. When you eat real food, greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries and seeds, fresh fruits and vegetables, when you eat real food, it regulates hunger properly, because it properly regulates the hunger-regulating hormone called leptin. Leptin is the hormone in the brain that tells you when you're full. When you're eating junk food, leptin is turned off, and you'll eat all day, and you'll get fat. You exercise less, and you're still eating 5,000-6,000 junk calories a day. You're going to get fat and sick. But when you eat real food, the fiber and the medicines that God put in the foods that come from earth, just like we come from earth, food comes from earth that nourishes our body, and those foods turn leptin on. And so the less you exercise, the less you'll naturally eat. And the more you exercise, the more you eat. And you'll stay right at the weight you're supposed to. If you're overweight, that's because you're eating for recreational purposes. You're not eating to live. So people, in order for people to do that, they got to get rid of food addiction. In order for people to do that, I have a 12-part series every Wednesday. I do a video going over the powerful medicine foods of God: greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. And I post a recipe in the description box. So I encourage everybody listening to go to Vimeo and join the Minister of Wellness channel. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I post those videos every Wednesday with recipes. I've already done 5 parts. I've given you enough recipes to where if you just follow those first 5 videos, you'll reverse every single disease you have. But that's not going to be your battle. Once you learn the information in those videos, for the rest of your life, the battle is going to be the addiction.
Wow. Wow, that's something. Because, you know, it's amazing when you eat real food, such as the foods you just named. I think you call them G-bombs.
Yes, sir.
Was it greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, so when you eat those foods and foods related to those types of foods, I noticed myself I get full faster and I have a lot more energy. But if I were to eat junk, I can graze on that all day long and never get full. And I'm trying to figure out why is that? And because it's no nutrients. It's not nutrient dense.
Yeah, it has none of those medicines in it to nourish the body. The body needs nourishment. We are what we eat. And if you don't give your body the nourishment, you can be overweight and still starving. You can be obese and still hungry. That's a phenomenon. You can have somebody 500 pounds, but they have no nourishment. They're malnourished because all they're eating is junk, lab-made concoctions that are designed to kill people.
Wow.
That's what they want.
So,
the European food system is designed to make you an addict so that you can't stop eating. You get fat, you get sick, and then they're going to experiment on you with them toxic drugs and them vaccines. That's the entire purpose of the food system. It serves no other purpose. If that's the single purpose, if you take away the food industry, there's no need for vaccines. Because everybody would be healthy and lean and strong, and no virus would be able to overtake their immune system. But because that doesn't exist, and everybody's fat and sick, and then they just pump up some glorified cold called the coronavirus, and now you have all these fat, sick people terrified and thinking an injection is going to save them from a virus. When there's trillions of viruses, 320,000 viruses living in us right now. So it's stupid. You know,
wow.
People have no clue about, you know, we're talking about basic biology, but that's the power of fear. People don't want to die, but but the addiction is so strong they don't have the willpower to do what it really takes to not die. So they try all these, they want to try everything else, all these Band-Aid approaches to try to avoid, stop eating their cheeseburgers and they shakes. Anything they think that a man is always trying to find a way to overpower the biological laws of cause and effect that God created. And all they end up doing is making a bigger mess out of things than before and creating them and making themselves extinct. And we've seen this happen throughout history where entire cultures, entire empires and nations have been wiped out because they're trying to fight against God. And that's what, and that's exactly what's happening in the in this wicked nation.
Wow. Minister Wellness, if you don't mind, we got a couple of calls in queue. Do you mind taking a couple of phone calls? I think some people want to ask some questions.
Not at all. I'd love to.
All right. On air now from Lagos. Dial in if you want to ask questions. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And who do we have on the line? State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, love. Hi, Chef. It's Jerry Petito.
Oh, it's my friend Jerry Petito. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. This is the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan. Go ahead and ask your question to him.
Well, I don't really have any questions. I just wanted to call in and support. You know I'm a nutritional health coach. I'm vegan, mostly raws.
I know you are.
You know. So, I mean, I'm listening. Everything is awesome. Your guest is incredible. Of course, I agree with everything, you know. So I'm just listening.
I know. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'm glad you, because, you know, you and I have shared thoughts on the same thing. And I'm glad
yes.
you called in just to support. I really appreciate that.
Yes. So hello to your guest.
All right. Good evening to you, sister.
Great show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Jerry. You know we got to have you on next time. All right. That was, I think it was only one call for right now. But getting back to you, Minister of Wellness, I think you stated something very important about how people don't want to change their bad habits. They'd rather get a Band-Aid approach to it. And I love that you brought up, let's hold on to the cheeseburger and the fast food, the fries and the junk food. And I like how you call it Frankenfoods. But I'll take this shot to keep me from getting this so-called whatever disease they're trying to purport as being a pandemic, this coronavirus. I don't understand really what's wrong with people thinking. And, you know, there's a lot of people who disagree and, you know, they think, what do you mean? We got to get the shot. We got to get the vaccine. This is what's going to stop us from getting the coronavirus. And most of the people who say that already have pre-existing conditions and don't want to change anything that you just mentioned previously.
Yeah, vaccines is a religion. It's a religion. It's the false god
wow.
of European medicine. I was thrown off YouTube for promoting and preaching a message for our people, for black people, about the dangers of that shot. They throw me, I had 65,000 subscribers and 1,000 free videos, and they wiped it away because I was going against this
wow.
vaccine. And they don't want, they fear the rise of a black preacher who comes from under slave theology. You know, I'm in the mold of Denmark Vesey and Nat Turner and Marcus Garvey.
Yeah.
You know, these, you know, awakened black preachers. They preached the word, but it was the truth of the word to set our people free, not to have our people turning the other cheek to some wicked system that's trying to kill us. and they threw me off. Threw me off of YouTube. But the message is still available. Coronavirus vaccine lecture. If you're a member of the Unleashed News channel, and I'm gonna put it on DVD. I formatted in the DVD electronic version to be soon. So that's the ministerofwellness.com. But the vaccine is a religion. It's this belief that we can defeat God. You know, he didn't give us what we needed to be healthy, to be strong, and we're going to defeat him by we're going to create a concoction of chemicals and toxins and sorcery, and we're going to inject people with it, and it's going to be able to defeat what God created. Or we're going to live the way we want to live. We're going to violate every natural law. We're going to tamper with the circle of life. But as long as we get this shot, we'll be able to do what we want to do, because we can overpower the Most High. And that type of mentality is completely foreign to our people, because, you know, our people, usually our downfall will be that we worship creation. Now we're living under the European civilization. We're at war with nature. That's not natural to our people. Usually our people, the tendency of melanated people, is that we know we're from the earth, and so we would worship the sun. We would worship the buffalo. We would worship the lion. We would make gods out of earth because we knew we were dependent on earth. But now in 2021, we making everything extinct. We killing off the fish. We killed off all species of, there almost no lions, no tigers. I mean, we killing off bees for crying out loud. When in the history of the world have bees been an endangered species? What type of wickedness is this?
Right.
So that's the vaccine. The vaccine
really
is a religion. Yeah, it's a faith-based religion. Just as much as I believe that God put, he gathered together dirt and breathed the breath of life into it, is just as faith-based as what they believe, that when they stick some concoction of chemicals in your arm, it's going to protect you against 320, I mean, it's going to protect you against 50 trillion viruses floating around in the universe. It's just as much. And that belief is dumber because it shows you have evidence that it doesn't work.
Yes, that's right.
But now, people want to believe in magic. They want to
believe
in
that.
Yeah.
And the sad part is that there have been reports lately even of people who've gotten the vaccine. Some have died from it. Some have gotten really bad adverse side effects. Some have gotten blood clots, but people still rushing out to take the vaccine.
Yeah, right. It's sad. They just brainwashed by the media. They do whatever the media tell them to do. They put on their stupid mask and whatever the media tell them to do. Media tell them to put on two masks, they'll do that. Media tell them to bang their head against the wall, they'll do that. These people, they got people so dumbed down, demonized, demoralized, brother. They just march to the beat of the drum. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. And now they pushing all the. And of course, I was a big threat to them because I have a large audience of the black faith community. You know, I've spoken in churches all around the nation, and me being somebody that comes from biblical principles, so I still have a whole lot of our traditional Christian brothers and sisters who listen to the message, because that's who I target, and they definitely can't afford that because they summons the help of the black church to try to get more black people to be stupid and to ease our fears of a government that has experimented on us. I mean, it's just so dumb to be black and get a vaccine. It's like, how you gonna have so much fear over the European police system, but then you trust that medical system? Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about a contradiction. How did that happen?
Especially when the percentages are so much higher for us to be susceptible to all these types of diseases and everything. You hear the statistics. For every disease that exists, they always say African Americans are 50% more susceptible to getting this type of disease, whether it be breast cancer, heart disease, diabetes. We're always more susceptible to getting that disease.
Yeah. They put all these dire statistics out, but what are they doing to try to stop it? They're not doing nothing. Their solution
is not pills. No.
Yeah, that's all their solution is. And then they watch this coronavirus. They talk about comorbidities. Well, why don't you just help people reverse the comorbidities? Just reverse it. But people don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. They just want to give people the easy way out. People want hocus pocus. They want a quick solution, and they think those shots are a quick solution. They really think it protects them. And I feel sorry for people. You can reverse all those conditions, reverse all those diseases.
Yes.
You don't have to have cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure. Those are all diseases, chronic. Those are all illnesses coming from what I call the satanic American diet. That's all it's coming from. And, and it's sad. I mean, there's so many brothers that have killed them, that have died from the stress of teaching our people this message. You know, Dr. Layla Africa, we lost him, and he pretty much passed away because he was just stressed out, man. He was just so stressed out trying to get our people to understand these things and to leave this wicked culture. But our people don't want to do it. We just want to leave aspects of it. For some reason, we've been it's too painful for us to talk about other things, and all we want to do is focus all of our doggone attention on the criminal justice system. But when that Nipah virus hit and it kills 8 out of 10 people and there is no police department anymore, then what we going to do, black folk?
Then what?
Because that ain't going to – right, what are you going to do when you call when everybody's dying and you call the 911 and ain't nobody going to pick up for you? Yeah, so what you going to do then? I mean, that's going to be the least of our concerns, and it should be the least of our concerns now. Our concern need to be getting healthy and getting off this garbage and strengthening our immune system so we can be prepared for the next bioweapon that's released onto our mm-hmm. that's unleashed onto our people. We're too fat and sick. That's what's destroying this nation. You know, the reason why the government is going broke financially is because of the healthcare system. Nobody wants to talk about that. That's the reason why that's the reason why there's a financial collapse, because we're too sick and we're taking too many sick people. I believe diabetes alone, if I'm not mistaken, is costing this nation $10 billion a year.
$10 billion? Just from diabetes?
Yeah, I believe I'm correct on that. I believe it's something like $10 billion a year just for diabetes.
That's astronomical numbers. That's ridiculous.
That is. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's astronomical. That's extreme. The $10 billion. The 25% of every dollar that's spent in this nation is on health care.
Wow.
Yeah, 1 out of 4 U.S. Wow. Every $4 that somebody spends in this country, a dollar of that is on health, on the death care industry, some form of health. It's probably higher now. It's probably 30%. That's astronomical.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, right. It really is. It's too high. Well, brother, we have another caller online. I'm going to bring them on, see what kind of question they have for us. On there now from Lagos. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Greetings, you all. This is Ambassador Wadette Mentuhotep L out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm enjoying the show from you, fellow intern, and also the Minister of Health and Wellness. You know, I appreciate the both of you all. And in regards to this discussion about what the Most High has given us in conjunction with the vaccines, that I have learned that from in the past, even up to this present time, that humans have had a habit of breaking agreements with the Most High. have had a habit of doing that and a habit of suffering consequences from it, whether that is of the things that we were given that the Minister of Health and Wellness had mentioned, such as every fruit-bearing herb and like the herbs of so the leaves, the fruit that have been given to us. And when we choose not to do it, that our own body turns against us, and that I have, while paying attention to what is happening, this earth, as this earth as we know, is a battleground, and that and to prepare us for being able to engage life on other planets. But this is the first test before even inheriting the kingdom, and paying attention to that only a few are going to make it, only a few are going to pay attention. And so to be able to actually have the principles and virtues of the Most High duplicated on another, on other planets to help others. But I've comprehended that the challenges that we're going through currently right now is a sifting of who pays attention to the mission at hand on Earth, to be able to learn how to support, aid, and help each other with the principles and virtues that have to us, and to be able to allow ourselves to progress even further. And I greatly appreciate the message that has been brought out today, because in regards to comprehending the different ways that the government and is as far as on the planet is finding ways to conquer people, to be able to take their resources, to be able to use those resources for destructive means, in regards to having them benefit off of people's debt, in how they spend money to eat unhealthy, and how it ends up a big giant perpetuating system. But the only way out of it for our people, you all have stated it, and the main thing of enduring until the end to be saved, that endurance means help, support, and aid. And I appreciate you all for providing your help, aid, and support through your words, through your study, and through your platforms as well. And I thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you, thank brother, you, for calling you, brother. In. Appreciate you. Brother, I wanted to go back a little bit to something you were talking about earlier with the standard American, well, they call it standard American diet. I like how you put it, satanic American diet, because it is designed to pretty much kill us and offer us more disease. If you look at the food pyramid, it in no way gives us a spectrum for nutrition and nutritional eating. Because if you look at it, it tells us to eat more bread servings than it does fruit and vegetables. Tells us to eat more dairy servings than it does fruit and vegetables. Fruit and vegetables is pretty much the smallest amount of servings or serving sizes that they tell you to consume in a day. Dairy and bread and wheat and carbs is like at the forefront. And to me, that's totally backwards. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I always say the pyramid of turning into a mummy. And so you know, I don't want to eat according to that that U.S. pyramid turned to a mummy is not even designed for our people. The USDA has nothing to do with black people. Dr. Milton Mills, yeah, he stood before, and I definitely don't agree with him on everything. But on this issue, I mentioned the brother's name because he stood before the USDA. And he scolded their racism concerning dairy. How, you know, doggone well most black people are lactose intolerant to that garbage, that pus-filled garbage that they have people pouring on cold cereal. What is a cold cereal? Where in nature can you grow a cold cereal? It makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
See how backwards we are? So you sit
right
there, you know, I mean, in these dairy factories, man, they rape the cows. They rape them female cows. They,
yeah,
they impregnate them with sperm from a bull. And then when a baby is born, they strip the baby away. If it's male, they turn it into veal. If it's female, I mean, it's just an abomination. And then the milk, all the stress and pus and sickness, and as it all goes in the milk, and they homogenize and pasteurize it to try to burn out the toxins, which still doesn't burn it all out. And then you take that mess and pour that liquid crap on some cold cereal, which is pretty much a burnt product, a super burnt processed version of a plant loaded with sugar. And we wonder why we have so many diseases. I mean, it's just it's a miracle we even make it into adulthood, because I was addicted to cold.
Yeah.
I was addicted to Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, and all that trash.
Same,
you know,
here.
Lucky
Captain
Charms
Crunch.
Right, yeah. Captain Crunch, yeah. Yeah, I used to, you know,
yeah,
let it sit in there till it got a little soft and all, yeah, all that. Addicted,
yeah,
to that, fighting your siblings over the last bowl and all that stuff. It's crazy. And my sons have no,
yeah,
clue how blessed they are to be raised under me. They have no clue because, you know, people, we're ungrateful until we don't have it. And they've been raised where every morning they have a thick bowl of steel, organic steel cutoffs loaded with berries. You know how much,
wow,
I wish that I was raised eating that way. I mean, I suffer terribly from berries.
Yeah.
You know, still have to detox. That's what I be trying to tell our people, that even people that come into the knowledge of the truth concerning that we should, that, you know, eating according to the scriptures, getting rid of the pork and so forth. I be keep telling people that's, mm-hmm, not it. You have to take it all the way back to the beginning, because when you were raised like we
back
were raised, like a standard black person for the rest of your life, you have to detox. Man, I ate packs,
yeah,
and packs and packs of bacon. So I mean, I can't afford to eat no animal.
That.
I don't care if it's kosher. I can't put that stuff in my system because I poisoned myself for so long that I have a long way to go.
Wow. Yes.
Before I,
yeah,
would ever feel safe.
Detoxing is a constant. Yeah, it's a,
yes,
it's a constant process. It's not something that you could just do once and say, okay, I've detoxed. You have to detox continually, because, like you said, if any of us have come up eating that way, and I did, my mom's from the South, I came up eating grits and bacon and, you know, filled with butter and milk, and, you know, she used to make fat back on the stove, put it in greens and net bones and stuff like that. That stuff is in your system for a while. Like, for a long time.
You have to eat perfect for 10 years to completely detox. And because none of us are perfect, you might as well keep adding on the years. And that's from a high-level holistic practitioner. That's the number he gave. He said if you ate perfect for 10 years, meaning everything you eat is organic, everything you eat was green-based, only from the earth in its purest form, and you vigorously exercise and you get down and stay at your perfect weight for 10 years, then you can get comfortable. Right, 10 years. You have to do that for 10 years around the clock. Not know, oh, on this day I'm going to eat a cookie. Oh, on this day I might eat a Snickers. No. You have to go strict like that for 10 years. Now, you know, all of us, because the struggle is real with addiction, and we don't do that. Even me,
yeah,
being a strict vegan, I've just came down from a 2-year battle in which I had went from 165 to 221 as a strict vegan. And I had to start a playlist to motivate myself to get off the vegan junk food. I had to start a playlist on YouTube that's gone now, of course, called The Dark Side of Veganism, where I pissed off a lot of vegans,
wow,
trying to tell them that, man, you can't, that vegan junk food is going to keep you on the death train just like the regular stuff.
Yeah,
satanic American diet.
You're absolutely right. because they put more additives and preservatives in that to make it taste like the real thing. Like, so you're actually eating more chemicals.
Right, yeah, it's garbage. And they did, yeah, they put 56 pounds on me, and now I'm back down. Now I'm back down, just had the last eight to 10 pounds to go, and I have lost all of it. And that was hard. It was hard getting that vegan
wow.
fat off of me. Yeah, it was hard. That was harder than when I lost the Satanic American Diet, because, you know, most of that vegan junk food
wow.
is packed full of that oil. You know, they oil the death out of those foods, and then
true.
Use a lot of salt
yes,
and sugars, but they use a whole lot of oils. And a whole lot of soy.
A lot of oil.
And put that fat on you real quick. So, yeah, that don't mean anything. So it's a constant battle. So, yeah, we got to be in detox mode the rest of our lives. So that's what I tell people. You know, you better be very careful before you start consuming any type of animal flesh. You better make sure your cholesterol's perfect. And really, to be honest with you, what most people don't understand is that if you go to rural parts of Africa, where our people are still free from the European way of eating and living, their total cholesterol is under
mm-hmm.
100.
Under 100, wow. And we
yep.
we think cholesterol is like 150, 170 is good.
As long as it's under 200 in this stupid nation, that's considered good. In the dumb death care
yeah.
system.
But
where,
you
as
say
long
it's
as
under 100.
Yeah. Yeah, and cultures where they strictly eat from the earth and they live naturally, they're not under this European system still. They still have pockets like that in the world. Yeah, they blood pressure runs like 98 over 65 for their whole life, and they total cholesterol stay under.
Amazing. Amazing. We don't even know what that's like. It's funny. I had a friend that she went over to a foreign country. I think she went to Italy or something like that. And most places like that in the Mediterranean or in, you know, parts of Africa where they're eating straight from nature, the food's not tainted with preservatives and, you know, chemicals. She told me she ate more than what she normally eats back here, and she lost 10 pounds because everything was freshly made. Everything was organic. Everything was picked, like, from the field that day when they were cooking it. And she lost weight because no preservatives.
Yeah.
No sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, we are what we eat. We come from that earth. And that's what
mm-hmm.
we have to eat. And the closer we get to that, the better we'll be.
Now, I heard you say something on another lecture one time. I think you were talking about rice. And you said the rice that's here in America has arsenic in it.
Yes. Yeah,
where would you buy rice that you can eat? What kind of rice can you eat that's not toxic?
You'd have to go to other, I know Pakistan, India, you have to search for countries around the world where they don't have these disgusting chicken farms. You know, their Chick-fil-A that death shack called Chick-fil-A that sit there and have all these people supporting it because he quoted a few scriptures. So all of a sudden, a restaurant that sells chicken that comes from these disgusting chicken factories where they stuff 20,000 chickens in a dark room, and these chickens develop heart disease,
yeah.
cancer, diabetes, and they'll still sit there and sell their flesh to people. And it produces, it's so disgusting, and it produces high levels of arsenic that spills over into the rice fields. And
wow.
so that's the problem.
Wow.
Same thing
wow.
with all these salmonella outbreaks. People love sending me articles about salmonella outbreaks in romaine lettuce, but where did it come from? Salmonella originates in
mm-hmm.
it's these disgusting factory farms. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, we got
wow.
it. So you just have to get it. Go to one of the international stores and get it from across the world, because this culture we live in, brother, it's a disgusting. To take away, we're talking about a staple in the human. I mean, rice grows
yeah,
from the earth.
That's
I mean,
right.
that's a medicine food of God. I mean, it grows from the earth just like
yeah.
we come
yeah.
from. That's been a staple in the diets of human beings for, depending on your belief system, from thousands to millions of years. You know, and now we can't eat it no more. That don't make no sense. We can't do whole grains here because
no.
of glyphosate. USDA organic doesn't account for glyphosate, and it doesn't test for heavy metals.
Wow. That's really something. It's very tremendous. It's really sad that, like you said, a staple food like that can't even consume because of the chemical process that surrounds it.
Yeah, people should go to the Dirty Dozen. You should follow the Dirty Dozen, but we just have to do the best we can. And I know when we do the best we can, and that's where I believe in the power of prayer. You know, not when you're being stupid like we was taught growing up to just, you know, bless your food and just eat whatever you want to and bless it in Jesus' name. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about you really making an effort to honor your temple,
right?
You know, and then that's when the power of prayer can kick in, when the Most High will honor that and see that, man, this person doing their best to honor me with what they eat. They're trying their best to obey me, what I instructed, and I will bless them, and I'll take some pesticides off of their fruit and vegetable that I know that they're eating because they know that's what I created for them. So I truly believe that that's where you can pray over that food, when you're really doing it with a pure heart, you know, versus that slave theology of just putting anything in your mouth, stuff that you're not even, that human beings shouldn't even be eating in the first place.
Facts. That's true. Well, we have come to an end. This has been phenomenal discussion, brother. I really appreciate you coming on the air with me. And, I mean, we could go all night with this. But it's in Ngozi time now, and we got to get to the next broadcast that's on the Beverly Nation. And, like I said, I really appreciate you coming on. This will not be the last time that I invite you to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. And thank you so much for coming tonight. And,
well, first of all, I want to say
your website.
You know,
can you just state your? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, well, real quick. You know, I'm gonna give Nathaniel a chance. But first of all, brother, I want to thank you so much for just saying what you said. We all are guilty and have those cravings for bad food, you know. And I tell anybody out here that's listening worldwide, you know, he's talking to not only you but me too. Okay. And that's when you have to be able to say, you know what, enough
yeah.
is enough. Enough is enough. You have to be able to say, okay,
right.
I heard what this man said, and let's try to do better. And, you know, it's not going to be a miracle. It's not going, you're not going to turn loaves to fishes. You know what I mean? You have to get to the process of being able to perform your own miracle in time, which means stop doing the things that's destroying your body, your mind, and your spirit. And that's something that I really appreciate our brother tonight. Now, of course, tomorrow night on these only stations, we come right back on with Outstanding Classics. And it is, of course, BevNet Classics. We'll go back to 2014, a show that was near and dear to my heart. The name of the show is called Abstract. And it was our third ever host to ever take care of that franchise for us. Her name is Tawana Leonard. That's going to be tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Seven Nation is advertising to O&E, which is all of Delhi Ingo's Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ingo's Prime Time on at bevnet.com. We're Ingo's Time both for Twitter and Instagram. All of Delhi Ingo's Enterprise to Google+. All of Delhi Malay Ingo's Facebook. as well as our business page, the ONE Host Intern Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay. Donnie goes with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay Wingozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Chef Yosef, you have 3 minutes left to go in the program. And please, Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan, please provide your email and contact, and then very quickly, and then we're going to let Chef take us home.
Yes, sir. Thank you. TheMinisterOfWellness.com. TheMinisterOfWellness.com. I'm off YouTube. I'm under heavy censorship. I have an Unleashed News channel. You can join 99% of my daily uncensored, unfiltered, important news for our people is run through my news channel, TheMinisterOfWellness.com. The number is 888-847-8026, 888-847-8026. We have an extensive online store also, vitamin D, vitamin C, and immune support, herbal extract, iris, sea moss, all my own label and approved herbal extracts and supplements that I stand behind. And my Lose 100 Pounds in 100 Days book. So, again, TheMinisterOfWellness.com, 888-847-8026. And make sure you register your email. A pop-up box will appear. Enter your email so you can stay in tune with me. Again, I'm under heavy censorship. I'm on all the other social media platforms, The Minister of Wellness, outside of YouTube, but I don't post much on those because of the other censorship that's against me.
All right, brother, thank you so much again. This will not be the last time. And you all heard his information. Go over to his website. Check out his materials, his supplements. This brother has definitely put the work in, put the time in, and put the dedication in to helping our people get better and to get well. So don't want to pass this opportunity up to go to his website and check out his information. We will be back again, and the scheduled time will be announced on the BevNet website and Ngozi Time website. So thank you all for listening to Chef Yosef Eating on a Spiritual Level, and we'll close it out by saying good night and be well. And